Welcome to Premise the Podcast. I am your host, Madison Deal, and welcome to today's episode. Today, I am interviewing my guest, Kate Barthley, who has written the novel Chosen. First, Kate will introduce you to the premise of her novel. She will then talk about her struggles and successes while writing. And then at the end, a small excerpt of her novel will be turned into an audiobook. Hope you enjoy.
So it starts off with the character, the main character, Carter. And you find out she's lost her mother, and it's this post-apocalyptic world that's been absolutely just ravaged by this alien planet called Morbidin. This planet has wreaked havoc on Earth, and they're living in this camp with her older brother Luke and her little sister Mara. And the story essentially follows two people, Carter and Hayden. Hayden is on another alien planet called Argon, and on Argon it's this utopic place where everybody has to follow this certain set of rules, and it's his journey and it's Carter's journey. Everybody is trying to leave Earth because it is slowly fading into absolutely inhabitable. So you just find out along the way different things that just don't really make sense, and it all kind of comes together in the end, but you have to wait till the end for it all to come together. And yeah, it's how Carter grapples with the life that she's been given and how Hayden grapples with his own. I have always been an avid reader, and I've always loved stories and just the process of storytelling itself. I think it started my first grade teacher, and she forced me to read. I would go to the library, and my sisters and I would get these giant bags full of books and just go home, like on the car ride home, like all the time I was reading when I was a kid. Then as the years went on through school, every like free break we had, I would sit and I would be on the computer and write. People just knew me as the girl who would read and write all the time. It was just a way for me to constantly have my brain working. Mm-hmm. And I hated the quiet, and so I filled it with reading and writing and storytelling. I just loved the idea of something different from my own life. I've always loved the idea of something different, something unknown, something that I didn't know myself. I love the idea of just taking a break from what's currently around me and just really just diving into a world that I didn't know before. Writing has been fun for me for a really long time, but I think there's also, people neglect to realize how difficult it is to write a novel, and it's something that I realized as well. And you get to a point where you realize you're actually creating a world, cultures, character types, like everybody is just very different. And even with that, there's just trying to create something that's different and not just going based off the books that I've read, not just going based off different stories that I've heard on TV or whatever. Really hard to be able to create something that was organically myself and something that I really wanted to write versus writing the next Divergent or anything like that. It just really, I had to create something that was not that. And creating something new is really, really hard. I think that's also one of the most fun parts about it too. And obviously writer's block is a huge thing. Still working through it. You have to roll with the punches. It's about creating something new and fresh and exciting. So I think even in the hardships, they're also the best parts about writing. Now to tell the story of Chosen.
My mother disappeared 3 months ago. She went into the woods to forage for food one evening, when the stars were just beginning to show themselves from their place hidden by daylight. We were desperate. On our last bits of food and barely getting by, the system was fine for a while during the warmer months. Then it grew cold. Food had grown scarce. We were all close to starving. My siblings and I wished her good luck, and I remember her kind eyes that shone into my brother's when she said goodbye. Her proud smile, so full of conviction. Never did the thought cross my mind that that would be the very last time I would see her. She assured us that she would be back by sunrise, and nothing had led me to believe otherwise. My mother was many things, not many of them good, but she was a woman of her word above all, and the conviction in her smile that made me believe her. But she lied. She never came back. and I don't believe she ever will. In the modern world, a couple days after someone goes missing pretty much presume them dead. The most common and reasonable explanation for her death was why she had been attacked by a hybrid, which put reason behind why they never found a body. I'd believed in her so vividly and truly that the idea of her not coming back took weeks to process, and I still find myself imagining her walking through the door, rifle in hand, tattered, but alive. She may have not been good to me, but she was still my mother. No one deserves to be without one. Memories of her flash across my mind's eye, her stocky figure, long, deep chocolate-colored hair that matched my sibling's to a T, transfixed with the calm way she always moved her hands. She had never been a great mother, favoriting my older brother Luke and younger sister Maura over me. She often neglected me because of her undying love and adoration for the younger siblings. Her lack of love for her eldest daughter hurt, but never as much as the words she threw at me. Because he considered himself the favorite, my older brother Luke was put in charge. Believe it or not, he's worse than my mother. Like a living nightmare, I can't escape. He haunts me day in and day out. Some parts of me believe he blames me for my mother's death. Or maybe he just wants to continue the torture that I endured. Either way, he's a controlling, cocky brother that watches my every move like a hawk. A predatory creature prepared to pounce whenever the situation presents itself. To him, I'm just a parasite. A monster to be rid of. A villain defeated much too many times. The fighter released itself from me the second month. He broke me down. Not even in my daydreams am I safe from him. And before I can dwell further on my mother, my brother, the exhausting life that I call my own, I'm cut back to reality by Luke's disapproving glare directed towards me.
That concludes today's episode of Premise to Podcast. I would like to say a warm thank you to Kate Barthley and her novel Chosen. I've been your host, Madison Deal. This episode has been brought to you by 91.3 WHJE Carmel.